soon to a...
A man has seen every... Hell comes to Huntsville.
Gather round now, gather round, step right up, welcome to the Midway. You knew that was coming.
You know what? Honestly, I didn't.
No.
I didn't even think about it, and it's very well done.
I mean, thanks.
I mean, I know it was minimum effort, but it was effort that I didn't have or didn't foresight.
First off, that's sub-minimum effort. Right. Don't applaud my mediocrity. It encourages me to be more mediocre.
Okay.
Which would make that, what, less great?
Right.
Yeah.
Sure.
Go with that.
Words.
Hell comes to Huntsville. 31 horror movies in 31 days. We are cruising through this list.
Yep.
And we are going way, way, way back today to 1932. We're going to be talking about a movie called Freaks.
Freaks.
Freaks. We are, of course, Jack Spade, Leanne Foster from Huntsville Home Video, and we have teamed up in this little endeavor to chat about all these horror movies with Marlon Wells from another awesome podcast called America's Barley Basket. Marlon, how you doing today?
I am good. I'm ready for the circus.
Yeah.
I've been looking forward to this one for a while now.
And now you have not seen this one, correct?
Correct.
All right. And this is, if I remember correctly, you put this one on the list for the month?
I did. I thought it would be a fun thing, A, to check it off of my list, and B, to... I just thought it'd be fun to see what a horror movie looked like in 1932. That's not like a universal, you know, one of the classics.
Right. Yeah. And this one, I have a few tidbits, a few things to say about the flick that we'll get to as we go on. But we might as well just jump right in, start talking about the Freaks. So Marlon, since it was your pick, since it was the first time you've seen it, because Leanne, you have actually seen Freaks.
I have.
Which is always, it always fills me with a little bit of joy when mm-hmm. we talk about a movie that you've already seen.
It's odd yet mesmerizing.
Right? So Marlon, what were some of your first initial thoughts upon your very first viewing of Freaks?
I enjoyed it. I could have stood for... seeing what, like, I afterwards went and did some reading, I could have stood to see the full version of this, because mm-hmm. What is Freaks is only about an hour long, because they cut about half an hour's worth of shit out of it.
Yeah.
And I would have liked to seen what else is in there, but I really enjoyed it. I think it is this is gonna sound so fucking pretentious, this is a movie that feels important. Like, oh, it's good that this movie is made. Like, this movie, the world is better with this movie in it, especially at the time. I can't imagine, I again did some reading, but I can't imagine what people thought of this movie in 1932. People in the theaters had to be losing their shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because so much of this movie, like you said, a lot of it was cut down. You know, originally it was closer to 90 minutes as opposed to the hour that we got. And then, you know, if I'm not mistaken, this is really the first time that, you know, people with different, like disabilities and mm-hmm. things like that were featured and shown on screen. And then to show some of them in different contexts like this. Yeah, you're right. People would have been just flipping themselves over in theaters, not knowing what to do, like running to their nearest church to repent.
Yeah, no kidding. Like setting theaters on fire. Like it had to be shocking as hell to the people of 1932.
Which is super funny, because watching it now, I think, you know, and maybe you had this thought watching it for the first time. You're like, really? That, like, this is it? This is the shock? This is, huh, okay. I've seen more shocking commercials for boner pills.
Yeah, this movie is wholesome as shit. Like, this movie's adorable. Like, the only thing that, like, is, I guess, horror about it is the scene at the end in the rain and then the shot of the duck lady at the end. But other than that, this is just a movie about a bunch of friends. Like, I love this movie. This movie's adorable.
Yeah, I completely agree. Nalianne, you've seen the movie. When was the first time you saw
it? It actually wasn't not too long. I think it was probably last year, Halloween.
All right.
It's been recent. I would say that's recent.
And what are your thoughts on the film?
Honestly, I would say the exact same thing. And I really like it. I think it was amazing for the time. Like, of course, it's not scary, but it's a fascinating watch. And when you think about when it was made, amazing. And I love it. And I think it still holds up. I think it's a must see.
Agreed. I think it is as well. Like Marlon said it perfectly, and I'm glad he said it first, so I don't have to be the first pretentious dick on the podcast today. But I really think of this movie as art.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Art. You threw it out there.
I threw out the A word.
I like it.
I threw it out. It like Marlon said, it's an important movie. It's a movie that people should see. And it isn't, you know, it's labeled like as a horror movie, and you know, those scenes at the end, like they are kind of terrifying. Had there been more of that throughout the movie? Absolutely, yeah. Like, you know, chalk it up as a true horror flick. But yeah, super adorable. Like, Hans is one of my favorite characters in all of movies. Such a precious dude.
Precious.
And then
Frida too.
And then, yeah, and Frida, and then Hans, like, I mean, he went gangster real quick.
He did what he had to do. He was
so
like, I'm going to fight this bitch.
Yep.
I'm going to fight this white bitch.
Yep.
Fuck her.
Yeah.
Fuck this big woman. I liked it. I liked we didn't have to convince him along. He was like, yeah, bitch poisoned me. We're on. We're good. We're game.
One of my favorite shots is when he's lying in his bed and she's fixing up his medicine, mm-hmm. and he takes the spoonful and then he looks when she's not looking and just spits it out and sits up. And he's like, oh, I'm fitting a ride on this bitch. Or whatever he
McCall
said.
Call my boys.
Uh-huh. Hans is gangster.
Oh, Hans is super gangster.
Yeah.
I would have loved to see more of the movie. I would just like to see more of the day-to-day, not only of Hans, but like the whole troop.
I found that completely fascinating. That it's not boring to me at all. Like, I love that family. It is like the family, and you don't fuck with fam in this movie.
Right.
But I love the day to day and the workings and the relationships. That was super cool.
I liked seeing just the interaction between, you know, like the people with the disabilities and then mm-hmm. the normal able-bodied folk. They just blended together and it was just like, it is what it is. This is what we do.
Yes, absolutely.
It's a lot like radio.
True.
I mean, we are kind of ostracized from most of society. We only talk amongst ourselves.
Right? We're the only ones who get it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When like when people from Gen Pop come walking up, we're just like, ugh, go away. We don't really.
You just want some tickets. Fuck you.
Yeah. I don't have any free t-shirts. Oh.
I don't have any tickets.
I work for Rock Station A. Oh, I really love Rock Station B. Cool.
Great.
You are clearly not one of us.
Gobble gobble yourself.
He did it. He said the thing.
So Marlon, having now seen the flick, were you able to pick up on some reference? Because like Leanne does this a lot over on Huntsville Home Video. She'll watch a movie she hasn't seen. She's like, oh my God, that's where this reference came from. Were you able to now, having seen this, like, oh, that's where that came from. And oh, that's where that came from.
I think just the one of us chant, I think, is the only thing I came away with it, unless I'm forgetting some other cultural reference that that leans on this movie. I think that's the only one.
I mean, yeah, the one of us, obviously, the big one. The Ramones actually used Gabba Gabba Hey as a reference to Freaks.
Oh, yeah.
Like they were big. They were big fans of the movie. And then you've had other movies that were very heavily influenced you know, by this flick. There were, and you watched it, a season of American Horror Story.
Yeah, I remember, the Google Gobble, the One of Us thing, I realized was from Freaks after I watched it. And then after I was watching it, and I was like, oh, American Horror Story, like, totally stole all of this. I was like, oh, this is where this comes from.
Right.
You know, I just thought that season was that season, you know, like, they had created that whole thing, and I just didn't know how Freaks was and how they totally took from it.
Oh, I thought this was groundbreaking and original.
Right.
Turns
I was
out-
like, oh, Freak House, I like it. But that's not been done before in this way. And then I was like, oh, yeah, it has. Good job, Ryan Murphy, or whoever the fuck you are.
I like Leanne learning that South Park hasn't invented all of South Park's jokes.
I know,
that's
right?
been my favorite through line of the Huntsville home video journey has been like, oh, that's where South Park got that from.
That's all I watch. It's South Park and Golden Girls. That's it.
So what's funny about that is I've actually gone through, watched a couple older seasons of South Park, just looking for movie references that I can be like, oh, this one's on the list now. Leanne's going to catch. Catch that one. Leanne's gonna catch this one. So they are a coming.
Yes, love it.
Now let's talk a little bit about circuses.
Okay,
how do you feel about a circus, Leanne?
I haven't been to a circus in forever. Since I was a kid, I guess. I know I rode an elephant once.
All right.
I remember doing that.
Well, I can't do that anymore.
You know, I remember thinking circuses were great, but, oh, God, I don't want to be this hippie bitch. But I'm just kind of like, leave the animals alone now. Like, all of that shit makes me sad.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, let it go.
Marlon, you down for a circus, down to see a freak show?
Not really. I don't know. Like, you know from being up here that, like, you really only get the circus, like, one time a year at the Fargo Dome, and there's, like, fucking 20,000 people there. They pack the thing out for the circus, and it's not... That's too many fucking people. I don't know if I like anything enough to go where there's 20,000 people to watch it. We once... you might have been out of radio by the time this happened, or you might have been, no, you were probably there. We always worked with the circus, with the radio station, doing live remotes and selling giving away tickets and shit. And then the night of the show, I was up there doing a remote, and then it's like, okay, at showtime, you're going to walk out and say a thing and, you know, let the games begin or whatever the fuck we say, and get everybody hype. So I'm standing there, looking out onto the dirt circus ring and like, okay, I'm going to say this and this. I got my list of things I need to mention. And dude walks up and he's like, okay, so in about 3 minutes, we're going to have you go out there. You're going to ride this elephant. And I like just instinctively, the fuck I am. I ride no elephant. Like, are you kidding me? Ride an elephant? And I turned around and they had snuck up on me with a full ass elephant, and I was like, nah, I'm just gonna walk out there. Oh, you sure? They pleaded and begged me to ride that elephant out there. I'm like, absolutely not. There's no chance in hell I'm getting on an elephant. So I walked out there and did my thing, and they were pretty sour about it.
I mean, that would have been the most gangster thing ever, especially if you were wearing like a tracksuit.
I don't want to ride an elephant, man. Like, I'm with Leanne, like circus animals, I don't think live the best lives. So I'm like, I don't know. He seems sad. And also I don't like heights, and they're not like pleasant to touch. They're like an old couch. I don't, not into this.
That will never leave me for the rest of my life. Anytime I see an elephant, they're like an old couch.
They are. They're like rough, and it's like, I don't know. I'm not into an elephant.
Well, my experience, and it might have been the year before or after you had that experience, because it was me and our old boss, and we had to go. We were like the opening MCs or whatever, and they had a circus clown that was kind of emceeing the events. And this dude was a trip, man. Like, this dude, like, I could see him blending in with the crew from this movie. And like he came up to us and he's just like, hey guys, how you doing today? And like, you know, we don't have microphones on. We're not like in front of the crowd or whatever, but he's just kind of like, hey guys, like I'm going to go out and I'm going to do this. I'm going to introduce you. Hey, let me ask you guys this. You ever fucked a mom at the circus?
Holy shit.
And we're like, what? And before we could even respond, he just kind of gave us a ha 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 and then like ran out. He's like, hey, welcome to the circus. Yuck, yuck, yuck. And he did like some things and he did a quick like juggle and then he came back and he's like, look at the mom in section 4. I'm fucking her tonight. And then like goes back out. And he's like, hey, everybody, make some noise for Jack and Cooper from the radio station. And then, like, we're just like, oh, shit. This dude is fucking awesome.
Yeah.
And then as we're walking out there, kind of like he totally threw us off our game. And I'm guessing that was his, like.
That was the point.
Yeah. I'm just going to go town to town and fuck with radio DJs and bang carny folk. Imagine he comes from a long, long line of.
Oh, yeah.
He probably has some relatives that were, you know, in 1932's freaks.
Most likely.
Yeah.
Wow, that's how I expect every clown to be. If you're going to make it that, if that's going to be your profession, that has to be your outlook on life.
Uh-huh.
That's your, yeah.
100%.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not even a circus clown, and I just randomly go up to people, and those are my questions to them.
You ever fucked a mom at the circus?
Yeah. Sir, this is Wendy's.
I know.
Yeah, I want some seasoned potatoes and a breakfast sandwich, and I want to know if you ever fucked a mom at a circus. For paper I'm writing or something.
I got no beef with a clown. I like a clown, and I don't understand the clown fear. I accept that it's real for some people, but I don't know how you could be afraid of. It's just a silly man in makeup. I don't understand what there is to be afraid of.
Right? I'm with you.
No, I'm terrified.
Are you really?
Yeah, no, I don't like him. I see a clown, I get uneasy. Immediately.
Huh.
Sorry.
So we're not going to the gathering of the juggalos anytime ever?
No. Not those hood clowns. I don't need those either. All right.
The hood clowns.
Well let's chat again a little bit about today's film, Freaks. Do you think that this is a movie that should ever be remade in today's era? Because I think the movie does touch on, whether it did so intentionally or not, it does touch on a lot of class themes, you know, your mm-hmm. your rich versus poor kind of deal, which to me, and I've always said, it's not everything going on in the world right now, you know, like with politics and race and everything like this, it's not about any of that. It's about rich versus poor. It's about the haves versus the have-nots. Mm-hmm. Marlon does some stand-up comedy. He has a great Eat the Rich bit, which I'm going to ask him to now do in its entirety. Marlon, go ahead.
Absolutely not. Not a chance. What a fucking horrible context for stand-up comedy on a podcast with no audience.
You know that I know that a stand-up comedian hates when you say something like that, so I did that on purpose.
Oh, absolutely. Tell me a joke is the worst thing to say to a comic.
But with some of those themes, do you guys think that that Freaks would be a movie that would translate well for a remake in today's day and age? And who do you think should make it if they did?
I don't think it's necessary, because I mean, this movie exists. So if more people got pointed to it and watched it, you know, it's still relevant for sure. But if they were just hell-bent on making it, I don't know if they. I feel like they would shit it all up with a bunch of CGI garbage. Because to me, one of the biggest appeals of this movie is how fucking real it is. This movie's just like, yo, here's some real people, and it makes you look, you know, like, don't look away. Here's what these people, here's their lives. and they're people too. I like that about this movie. Who should make a new Freaks movie? That's a solid question. Do you have somebody in mind?
Yeah. So, I mean, I think it would be good for a remake because, yes, the original exists, but I think in this day and age, it is very difficult to get a certain crowd, a certain demographic to be like, hey, go watch this movie from 1932. I don't want to. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They just hear 1932 and they're out. You know, like, oh, this movie, it's only an hour long. It'll sail right by. It feels like it took forever. I was like, shut up. Mm-hmm. Like, anyway, I think it would be good for a remake now. I could see someone like a David Fincher making this movie. Dude that directed Fight Club and Seven, sure. Social Network. I think he's got a very good visual style that would lend itself well to Freaks. I also think with his flair for having everything being as real as possible, I think Christopher Nolan could make a good Freaks movie.
I could see that. I don't know why, but immediately as far as casting goes, I immediately think you cast Vince Vaughn as the strongman. Because I like when Vince Vaughn does like a slightly darker, more serious movie.
It's a good idea.
And see, the reason I threw out Christopher Nolan is because I thought then he would probably cast Tom Hardy as the strong man.
Ooh. All right, well, now I'm on board.
Nah, cast Tom Hardy as the clown. Cast him as the good guy.
All right.
Okay.
That's fair. Mm-hmm. Leanne, any thoughts, any opinions?
I don't know. I don't have enough faith in humanity that they'd get it. You know what I mean? I feel like, and Marlon touched on, I think somebody would fuck it up. And people wouldn't get it. And I just say leave what we have.
That's fair.
To be honest.
And when you say you have no faith in humanity, I mean, the overall kind of vibe of this movie is like you got this this chick that joins up with the circus. She finds out that Hans has some money. She's going to marry the little guy and then kill him and get the inheritance. That was happening in 1932.
Right.
Here we are in 2021. It's like, oh my, how things have not changed.
True.
Also, like that woman is great at being unlikable. Like, holy shit, do you hate her this whole movie?
The scene of her that stands out for me, maybe it does for everybody, but just at the dinner scene when they start saying, we're going to accept you as one of us, and her fucking face as she looks at them as they're singing along and just the total disgust in her. I mean, it was so terribly awesome.
Uh-huh.
So good.
Yeah.
So well acted.
Now, when you guys, like at the end of this movie, you know, I'm sure in 1932, like what they did to her after they realized she was trying to kill Hans, after they got their carny revenge, you know, I'm sure in 32 people were, you know, well, they were flabbergasted. They were shocked. They were awed. This movie was banned for a number of years in certain parts.
Mm-hmm.
Did y'all feel any sympathy or remorse for Cleo?
No, I didn't at all.
Not at all.
No, not a bit.
Mm-mm, fuck her.
Nah.
In fact, I needed to see another duck person there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think they could have done worse. I think they could have done a little bit more to her.
I think they could have too. But also, when I did first see this movie, I didn't know what I was going to see, you know, at the end. And it was shocking. It's not the craziest thing I've seen, but I think going, oh my God, what the fuck is that? It's so odd. And then it's like, oh, this was in the 30s? Oh, that's really fucking weird.
Yeah.
So yeah, it took me aback for different reasons when I saw it.
All right.
Yeah.
That's fair.
You know.
It's good stuff.
It is good stuff.
Yeah. I was on, you know, the carny side the whole time.
100%.
I was like, I fucking hate everyone.
This movie goes so far out of its way to spend so much time on the mundane day-to-day just to show you, like, yeah, these are just normal, regular-ass people, you know? Like, there's so many scenes of them playing cards or doing fucking laundry. Like a lot of this movie is dedicated to some pretty uninteresting stuff just to humanize these people who I bet in 1932 didn't receive humanization a whole bunch.
Shows you who the real monsters are.
Oh, that sounds like something you'd say in a movie that was art.
Art, baby.
Yeah, overall, Freaks, very solid movie. Very glad that it made it to the list. Mm-hmm. Hopefully people listening to this podcast will be like, oh, I've never seen it. I want to go check it out. Because it is definitely a movie that I think it's on a lot of people's lists, you know, like 100 movies to see before right. you die or whatever. And I would totally put it on one of those lists.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
And I will give it 4 stars out of 5.
I'm going to give it the same thing.
All right.
Yeah.
Marlon Wells, where's it going on the Bell scale?
I am looking at my notes right here, and it says 4 out of 5.
Woo-hoo! 4's across the board.
Look at us.
Mm-hmm. 4, baby.
We should have invested in like an actual like circus announcer to MC us out.
Well, you did it earlier.
Like a ringleader?
Yeah, like one of the circus shills that's out there, like, come on now, take your 2 bits. Come on up here.
Well, come on. No, you want to do it. I want to do it.
I don't. I mean, if we had the circus clown, it's going to like go fucking moms at the circus.
God.
How many circus moms do you think he's actually banged?
I think he's got a list.
You think, yeah?
Yeah.
As many as he's wanted. Yeah, that's why them pants are so big. There's room for 2.
Here, Billy, here's $1. Go get some cotton candy. Me and your mom have to talk.
Go back on the Ferris wheel.
He's honking that nose of his just, like, there's too many good visuals with clown sex. There's way too many.
No.
And on that note, we will be back tomorrow. What should we watch tomorrow?
Can I pick something?
You can.
Because I just want to get it off my list.
Yeah, all right, let's is this the righting of a wrong? Or is it just something you want to get off your list?
It's just something I want to get off my list because I've been wanting to watch it, and I thought we would get to it on our normal episodes, and we haven't yet. I want to watch fucking Death Proof.
Oh, shit. All right.
I want to watch Death Proof.
All right. From Grindhouse?
Yes.
From Quentin Tarantino?
Yes.
Okay. We'll watch it. You're so aggressive.
Done.
I want it now.
Fine. We'll watch it. We'll talk about it tomorrow.
Okay.
All right. So I guess Death Proof is on the list tomorrow.
We're watching Death Proof.
Yep, I guess we're watching Death Proof tomorrow.
Yeah, text your friends. Tell your neighbors. Death Proof. Mm-hmm. Watching it tomorrow. Reviewing it tomorrow.
Kurt Russell, baby.
Yeah, Kurt Russell on this list.
Kurt Russell and Cars. I'm in.
Man, like I think our next 30-day podcast should just be like Kurt Russell movies. Watch 30 Kurt Russell movies in 30 days.
Y'all are on your own.
All right, fine. Don't be coming to us on day 12 like, hey, can I get in on some of this Kurt Russell? No, you fucked that up.
I bet there's 30 good Kurt Russell movies.
There has to be.
Hands down.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Let's all see if we can name 5 good Kurt Russell movies. I will start. Big Trouble in Little China, Leanne, The Thing, Tombstone. Am I taking all your good
These
movies?
Are the only ones I know.
Stargate. That's a good movie. And Breakdown. I thought that was a good movie. There, I threw some obscure Kurt Russell movies at you.
I'm not even going to attempt. I don't even know.
All right, fair enough.
I'm going to say Bone Tomahawk.
Yeah.
Guardians of the Galaxy 2. What's the boat one with him and Goldie?
Overboard.
Captain that Ron. One,
yep.
Captain Ron! I fucking love Captain Ron. Is good. I'll stand by Captain Ron.
Captain Ron is... What's the... boy, we are super off the beaten path here, but what is the movie I always confuse Captain Ron with that's got Liam Neeson that's a boat movie? Rob Roy. My brain always has to stop for a second. And whenever I hear Captain Ron or Rob Roy, I have to like flip through my index cards and be like, hang on, is that the Liam Neesons or is that the Russells?
Those are two such wildly different movies.
Yep, absolutely. It doesn't make a lick of sense. And no. If I'm having a real bad day, I also have to fucking Cabin Boy gets in there. And I'm like, what are you doing in this folder, Cabin Boy?
Good God.
Yeah, man, I'm a fucking mess.
Captain Ron and Cabin Boy are closer together than Captain Ron and Rob Roy.
Mm-hmm. But they kind of sound sort of alike. Like, yeah, dude, it's a fucking, I'm a train wreck over here.
God, okay, Jesus. That's just, yeah. I feel bad for you, Marlon.
I'm barely holding it together.
we'll get you into some, we'll get you some help. We'll get you some help. We'll be back.
Run away, join the circus.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, join the circus. Apparently you can get with a lot of moms. So tomorrow we'll be back to talk about we'll be talking about Death Proof tomorrow. In the meantime, you can follow Leanne and I over on our Huntsville home video page on various social media platforms, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Oh, what's that other one that we're on now, Leanne? Is it?
I don't know what you're talking about, but it's at HSV Home Video.
Follow us on all those social meds, and then you can also follow along with America's Barley Basket. You can check out our buddy Marlon. Every Tuesday, they got new episodes of America's Barley Basket dropping, and if they wanted to check out some of your social media pages, Marlon, maybe get in touch with you, maybe tweet you a few things, where could they find you?
They can find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, at Barley Basket USA, and they can listen to a brand new episode every Tuesday on their podcast app of choice.
All right. So join us tomorrow as we chat about Quentin Tarantino's Death Proof. Until then, be kind and rewind. One of us.